前两天有人发了一句话给我， He is bad news， 然后问道，这个 is 是 typo 吗？应该是 he has bad news 吧。虽然没有上下文，我确信 is 没问题，不需要做任何改动。这位朋友显然把 bad news 理解为它的字面意思，坏消息。而坏消息如果和某人搭配的话，自然是某人有坏消息，也就是 someone has bad news。 但在日常对话中， bad news 还有一种非常高频的用法，它专指麻烦的、讨厌的、令人不悦的人或事，和 trouble、 nuisance 是一个意思。
Well, I'll def make sure to hydrate. Is that all?
No, Gretchen is bad news and I don't want you to date her.
Sadly, Gretchen stays. Good talk, bestie.
So dad, I listened to your podcast. You didn't tell me you were doing it with Mabel Mora.
What, you know her?
She used to stay here during school breaks. She hung out with this group of kids and one of them was Tim Kono.
Wait, what?She knew Tim Kono?
She 100% knew him.
What does that mean? Why would she not tell us that?
I mean, maybe because she thinks it looks suspicious. Especially since the last time she was here, one of the other friends died. She got pushed off the roof.
What?
That girl is bad news.
可能对英语非母语者来说， someone is bad news 听起来有些怪怪的。至少我最早接触到这种用法的时候，第一反应是别扭，因为我总觉得人就是人，怎么会是消息呢？说穿了，还是因为我们没有英语作为母语的基础，太习惯把 bad news 和它的字面意思画上等号。一个简单的诀窍是，只要碰到某人加 be 动词加 bad news， 把 bad news 自动替换成 trouble 就好。时间一长，习惯成自然，你就再也不会觉得别扭了。You're welcome. 我是刘燕。Until next time, bye.